basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Changes are coming to the Five, and it involves Geraldo Rivera. Our own gentleman, Jim, has been prowling around this story for the last couple of days because it's been rumored for a while that he wasn't happy being the token liberal, if you will. But it looks like he's leaving the Five?
Yeah, it's going to be happening. It's official next Thursday and Friday are going to be the last two shows for Geraldo on The Five. And, of course, he's been rotating over the past year with Jessica Tarlov and Harold Ford Jr. as the liberal leftist on the show, along with Geraldo. And remember, it was Juan Williams that quit before that. And Juan Williams was upset with Greg Gutfeld and some of the back and forths that they had. And lo and behold, the more you dig deeper in this story, Kevin, it looks like that's pretty much the same thing that happened with Geraldo because of Greg Gutfeld's response to how it was handled with the separation of Tucker Carlson and Geraldo's response to it. And apparently, there were two appearances last week that were canceled by Fox where Geraldo was supposed to appear. But and remember, it was only about a year or so ago that Geraldo called Gutfeld a punk on the air. Do you remember that exchange?
I do not.
I'll see if I can find it somewhere.
Yeah.
But that kind of was the beginning of the end, I think, between those two. But it seems like Greg Gutfeld really, really gets under the skin of the liberals, which appear on the show. So that's two out of four, which are going to be gone And, of course, it's always four against one, and that's what Geraldo said. Hey, you know, it's tough to be the odd man out, and that's what he apparently was.
Wow. Coming up on the program, 240 acres of land would be used for something that could make Las Vegas a hub, a true hub of space travel. It's called Spaceport. The CEO will join us to talk about it in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Showroom at South Point presents that surfer dude who's been surfing and singing for decades, Frankie Avalon. School dropout. June 23rd to the 25th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Frankie Avalon at the South Point. It's wild.
It's wild. On Facebook, I saw someone posted...
It's going to turn you into a zombie.
Created by the government.
They're going to plant a chip into your body.
Is this the mark of the beast?
This is fake.
Misinformation is just about as bad as the pandemic itself.
Misinformation is easy. You don't see the harm it does.
COVID taught us health matters.
Stop the spread of misinformation.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and in cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The search for the submersible Titan in the North Atlantic has ended. Debris that was found near the Titanic has now been identified. Rear Admiral John Mauger with the U.S. Coast Guard.
This is an incredibly unforgiving environment down there on the seafloor. The debris is consistent with a catastrophic implosion of the vessel.
The Titan debris was found 1,600 feet from the Titanic's bow. All five aboard the submersible were lost. President Biden hosting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the White House, the two leaders devoting the Indian leader's state visit to launching new partnerships in defense, semiconductor manufacturing, and other sectors. Also at townhall.com, home sales inch up in May while prices drop. Shelley Adler has more.
The big news from the National Association of Realtors is that the average sale price for existing homes posted its biggest annual drop in more than a decade. That's even as the supply of available properties sank to an all-time low. Sales for previously owned homes rose just 0.2% last month. Looking back to May of a year ago, sales are down just over 20%. As for average price, that's down just over 3% from last year to $396,000. The year-over-year decline is the biggest since December of 2011. I'm Shelley Adler.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits remained elevated last week. Applications for jobless claims, 264,000 for the week, the same as the previous week. That's according to the Labor Department. Stocks finishing mixed. The Dow was down 4 points, but the NASDAQ gained 128. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire Portable Infrared Grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, the Oakland A's are making progress on making the move to Las Vegas. A's officials said they have officially begun the relocation process with Major League Baseball. The move application requires the A's to explain why they're planning to leave Oakland and what efforts they made to stay in the Bay Area before asking to move to Las Vegas. The commissioner's office would not predict a timeline on that process, which requires 75% of the team owners to vote in favor of the team's planned move to Silver State. The large under-construction apartment complex in southwest Las Vegas, which caught fire, will have to be demolished. Fort County fire officials say there was no saving it. The Tuesday fire near South Buffalo and the 215 has destroyed the under-construction apartment complex, resulting in at least $200 million in damages. Fire officials were able to save the clubhouse there, which was valued at $10 million. The cause of that blaze is still under investigation. Fast Friday fans will, or should say First Friday, will have something to look forward to. More parking is on the way to the Arts District. That's a story we'll have more time to delve into next hour.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're going to be touching the brakes as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area there. Interstate 515 northbound at Main Street. Also watch for accidents right now on the surface streets. G Street at Washington, Gomer at Buffalo, and Jones at Viking.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
That's enough.
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out.
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Imagine Las Vegas as a hub for space travel. Would that be cool or what? That's what Rob Lauer wants to do if he is successful. He is the founder and political reporter for 360 News, LasVegas.com. But he's also the CEO of a new venture, Las Vegas Spaceport. And Rob Lauer joins us. Rob, it's been a while. Good to have you on, man.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. I really appreciate it.
What is spaceport?
Well, that's a great question. So there's a legal definition of the FAA, the Division of Spaceports, has created a regulatory process that you have to go through to get a license to operate a spaceport. And that spaceport will be authorized to manage and launch and operate vertical and horizontal vehicles. In other words, rockets and space planes. So Virgin Atlantic has a 747 with a space plane on the top, and they take off and launch the space plane airborne. They are actually opening up their system next week to sell tickets. Today, you can go to Axiom, and for $1 million, you can buy a seat on a rocket and go to the International Space Station. And all of this has come about since 2015 and the passing of the Commercial Space Launch Act, which was created by a Republican Congress and signed by Barack Obama. And since then, it's now legal for private citizens to build rockets like Elon Musk does and Jeff Bezos does. And by the way, there's 37 companies currently in the pipeline with the FAA seeking approval to build space vehicles. Well, they have to have someone to launch from and operate from, and so that's where a spaceport comes in. And I've been looking at this for about a year. And obviously, we're all paying attention to Elon Musk and what's been going on with the space industry and how exciting it is. And it's really exciting because for the first time in American history, the average person can really take part in this. And that means it's opened the door to space tourism, to new technologies, to operating the spaceport like we want to do. And so in November of last year, after a long search, I finally found a piece of real estate, and I bought 240 acres in Clark County. It's 15 minutes away by helicopter from the Strip. And it's 15 minutes away from 39 million tourists, which makes it, I think, the very best potential spaceport location in the country. There's nowhere like Las Vegas and the folks that come here from all over the nation, all over the world. And so to me, it's a natural fit to have this facility here. In addition, we're surrounded by Nellis Air Force Base, by Area 51, Nevada Test Range. So we have some of the very best minds in the entire world when it comes to aviation. And in fact, on our team, I put together a world-class team of folks. And for example, we have Brigadier General Rob Novotny, who's a former commander of the 57th Air Wing at Nellis Air Force Base, introduced the F-35 program. We have Colonel Dagger, who is a commander of the Nevada Test Range and 25-year pilot, F-16 pilot. We have the former director of the Colorado Spaceport who works for us. So we have we actually have literally the very best pilots in the entire world working for us.
Again, Rob Lauer joining us, the founder and political reporter at 360 News, LasVegas.com, but he's also the CEO of this startup, which is amazing, Las Vegas Spaceport. I know you're well-to-do, but I don't think you have the deep pockets of an Elon Musk. How do you compete against an Elon Musk who's got billions of dollars just in the tip jar? How do you go about competing against, or would you be competing against an Elon Musk?
I don't see us as competing with him. I see him as, and all those companies eventually wanting to have, it's like American Airlines. They want to have hubs and they want to have gates at all the different airports around the country. I think these companies are going to want access to Las Vegas and our market. We're going to have a monopoly at the end of the day. When you look at the airspace, and I'm a pilot, I've been flying since I was 17. The very first thing I did when I looked at real estate was look at the aviation map, and you have over most of Las Vegas right now, most of Nevada and Southern Nevada, Class C airspace where Las Vegas International Airport is, and then you have Nellis, and you have enormous areas that are cut off from use for this kind of project. For obviously you have military operating airspace and Nevada Test Range, you have Top Gun up there by Hawthorne. So there's very few places you can actually do this. So this piece of dirt that I have is really the only place in this entire region you can actually do this kind of operation. And so I think we're going to have a very unique, very significant monopoly on this market and be able to provide this service. And so we're certainly hoping that at the end of the day, those companies like Elon's come to us and want to operate. Part of our plan, at the end of the day, is a commercial real estate project, right? We have dirt. We're going to build a hotel. We're going to build hangars where we plan to lease those hangars to companies like Elon's and other companies that want to come in and operate their vehicles. But we're also interested in building an industry. That, to me, is significant. And we have a 10-year plan. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. We're not going to have rockets flying next week or next year. This is a 10-year plan. Probably 3 to 5 years we could see some real vehicles flying out of there. But in the meantime, we have to build this out. And our first step is building out the folks, the human capital. And we're planning to initially start with an actual STEM academy, where we're going to have a post-high school academy for an associate's degree in rocket engineering and in space technologies, and train the next generation of folks with internships in the companies that we're going to bring here. The next step is to have a civilian training, acclimation flight training, that's what I call it, and that's something we plan to do really by the end of this year. We're going to buy a jet, and we're going to have zero gravity training, so you can go for $7,000 or $8,000 and go on our jet and get actual training, what an astronaut does, where it's called parabolic training. And this jet can actually simulate gravity on Mars versus gravity on the moon versus gravity in space. It's that scientifically precise. And in addition to that, we're going to have courses and classes for civilians. We're also going to have a fighter jet where you'll be able to get in and get some training in high G. You get to know what it feels like to have high G's, but we're also going to fly you at night to the edge of space, so you'll be able to see and feel what it's like to be in space, because I don't think the first time you're in space should be your first experience with zero gravity and high G's. You need that training to make sure you're ready for that. And then the third part of our education program is to build a space pilot program. And like I said, I'm a pilot. I got my pilot's license when I was 18 years old. And after that, you can get your engine, your multi-engine rating. You can get your commercial license. And so we want to see an FAA-certified space pilot license. So, because at some point you need to insure these vehicles, and the public needs to know that the pilots operating these vehicles are disciplined, trained, safe, capable pilots. And that's the only way we're going to do that. And we're doing that with simulators. We're working with a local company, Las Vegas Flight Academy. And I was just there yesterday talking with the folks, and they have $20 million simulators that can literally train a basic pilot, single engine propeller pilot, and put them in there in 21 days. They can fly, they can be certified by the FAA to fly 737. That same technology can be used to train the next generation of space pilots.
Let me ask you, I live in a part of town on the southwest side of town, and I'm constantly being annoyed by a 737, a 757 that comes swooping in over my roof, and that's annoying. What would it be like for a rocket? Is this going to be something that you're going to have to get approval from communities to be able to overfly their communities?
No, the only thing we're going to be irritating are cactus. We're surrounded by 100,000 acres of government BLM land. We have a mile dirt road, which we're going to pave with the permission of the BLM. We have a right-of-way from Highway 160. So if you go online, you go to Google Maps, and you look at Yellow Pine Solar Project, it's in Clark County, or not in Pahrump, or not in Knott County, or in Clark County, and we're directly across the highway from that. And so if you look at that area, there's no one that lives out there. We're 15 miles from Pahrump. We're 45 miles from the Strip. And so there's no one out there. And that's why it's ideal. Then in the day, a lot of this technology is experimental at this point and will be for a while. And so we don't want to be flying rockets over people's homes. And we're not going to. We want to preserve that area for testing, for research and development. And we don't want to be able to fly vehicles without having to worry about, of course, disturbing folks in their homes and putting them at risk.
How do you finance a program like this? Are you looking for the infamous public-private partnership or something different?
Well, that's a great question. So we've been authorized by the SEC to sell stock. And starting next week on our website at LasVegasSpaceport.org, you go to click on the word invest, and next week the portal will open and you'll be able to legally buy stock in our company. We're selling millions of shares of stock. In about a year, we plan to go public. And so I don't want debt. I don't want to borrow money. I've been in real estate development since I was 20 years old, and I am committed to having zero debt on this company. And you're using equity investors to create capital and generate capital. We're also going to start making money, I think, very quickly with our programs that we have, which don't take an enormous amount of capital to start. Like I said, the price tag on this project, all in, is $310 million. That includes a hotel, a runway, hangars, and all the facilities involved. But that doesn't mean we'll spend it today. That is over the next, realistically, 3 to 5 years that we plan to build that out and create this whole business model. We're playing the long game. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. This is a step-by-step project. You know, I've been in business since I was 20 years old, and the one thing I've learned about business is it's like building a brick wall. And every day you get up and you put a brick on that wall, and eventually you have a huge business. And that's what I'm doing, step-by-step, putting a brick on the wall, building this business. We have the land. If you go to our website, you can see this real estate. It's an amazing property. It's 240 acres. We have a dirt road that goes around the entire perimeter. It's 4 miles around, just to give you an idea of how big the property is. And it's surrounded by 100,000 BLM acres. So we really have an amazing piece of property there, and we own it. I own it. And so we're really in a great position to start moving forward. So Elon Musk is welcome to come out here and rent real estate from us, rent a hangar, and operate his rocket.
Wow. Again, joining us, Rob Lauer, you mentioned that this property is in Clark County. That means you would be subject to the Clark County Commission. Have you gotten any reaction from politicians? They control the entire Clark County Commission. Have you talked to them? Do you need their approval? Is there any zoning issues? What?
That's a great question. We've already briefed county commissioners. In fact, specifically, Justin Jones is our county commissioner for that property, and we've briefed him on it, and he's actually excited. He really seemed to like the idea. He obviously wants to wait to see our plans and our submission of our project. We will have to get zoning. We will have to get entitlements, just like any property. You build a shack on a piece of dirt, you need entitlements. We're going to have to go through the process and get those entitlements. That's why I'm saying it's going to take a couple of years. Right now, it takes about a year to get through the county commission process, to get entitlements, to get plans submitted and approved and engineering. And then after that, you got to go build it. So it's going to take a couple of years before we break ground. But we plan to have a runway out there within 24 months.
Let me ask you, whenever you develop the undeveloped, you always have to worry about infrastructure. For instance, power, for instance, water. Do you have access to those? Is this like an apex for this part of our community?
Well, actually, we have an 800-foot well. I already have water rights, so those are all locked in. And power, we are in the process of discussing that. There's a power line literally right near our property. So we just have to work a deal out with the local power company and bring power to us. We also plan, of course, to leverage solar. It's a great location. In fact, like I mentioned, right across the highway is the Yellow Point Solar Project. So that area is ideal for solar power on top of these hangars and all around there. We're going to have solar, of course, but we're definitely going to have power lines as well. So they're right nearby. It's not a big deal.
If folks want to know more, I've been to your website, and it's fascinating stuff. And as you may or may not know, I'm a space geek. I love it. If folks want to know more about this amazing project and how they can be a part of it on the ground floor, so to speak, how do they go about doing that?
They can go to our website, LasVegasSpaceport.org, and they can check it out, send us some contact information. If they want more information, I'm happy to talk to them. They can also click on the invest button, and starting Tuesday at 7 a.m., they'll be able to buy shares of stock in the company and own it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Rob, best of luck, my friend. You are a man of vision. I know that firsthand because we've been friends for, gosh, a lot of years. A lot of years. Thank you so much, my friend. Best of luck with Spaceport, and we'll have you back on to give us a, kind of an update.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. I appreciate it.
There you have it. Rob Lauer. You've known him as the founder and political reporter for 360 News, LasVegas.com, but he's also the CEO of Las Vegas Spaceport. What an exciting idea. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670.